This is the other incident at Jericho, as now our Lord begins to, in the Gospel, this is chapter 19, as the our Lord begins to move now toward Jerusalem, the place of conflict, of death, and resurrection. Now, in the book of Revelation, we have some of the letters to the churches. There are seven churches to which letters are written. Four of the letters are encouraging and three are not. And the editors decided to pick the three that are not. Now, we had one positive yesterday, Ephesians, and today we have to Sardis and to Laodicea. I would urge you in your own prayer this week, all week, read these over and let the Holy Spirit talk to you about these letters. These are coming from the mercy of the heart of Christ, Jesus Christ himself. Why does he rebuke us? Because he loves us. And he tells us the truth. But he tells it with love. And so, I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who has the seven spirits of God, therefore the one who is the sevenfold spirit of God, okay? Holds it. And the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. This is Jesus talking. Okay. Be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die. Be watchful. How many times do we hear that? Be alert. What's going on? Now, we as the church in America face this. Huh? We got billions of dollars worth of hospitals and schools and all kinds of stuff. But we're not alert as to what is going on and who to whom we should be bearing witness. This notion you're alive but you're dead, the charge, you're not witnessing. That's the charge. You're not witnessing. You're not bearing witness to all I've done for you. Do you think I'm the eternal Son of God? Do you think I poured out my blood on the cross in an act of love and great pain? Do you think I rose from the dead? Then why don't you tell anybody? This is their way to eternal life. And so that's what he's saying, huh? Remember how you accepted and heard. Keep it and repent. Repent. Now, what does repent mean? It means love. This is a message of love. I want you to have eternal life with me, be glorious on my throne. You see, he's talking to us. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief. He already told us this in the Gospels, right? Now, I'll come one day and end the world, and I'll come, you know, I'll come fast and unexpected like a thief, but I won't come secretly. The whole world will know I'm here. But I'm coming before that. And be alert. I'm coming into the hearts and minds of everybody who will receive me. And together, we will make this world safe again for God's children. It'll be a human world sustained by the grace of my Father. It won't be perfect. That comes when I end this whole world. But they're coming. He's warning these people here in Sardis. I'm going to come. I'm going to judge this community. Not just at the end of time. Now. However, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, who are not singing along with Mitch in the culture. They haven't soiled their garments with this junk. You know, wasting food, wasting money, wasting time, wasting, you know. They haven't done that. They haven't gone along with the gods of the culture. They will walk with me dressed in white, because they are worthy. They have kept themselves. Which means, in practical terms, they're praying. They're turning to me every day to learn from me. They're praying. Okay. The victor, so it must be a war, huh? The victor will thus be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, ever. I will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears ought to hear. You can hear this if you want. Ought to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. See, this is a call to repentance. I wish they'd given us more of the encouraging ones too, but you can read them. Really, I would spend the rest of this week reading these seven letters and letting the Lord talk. Not just to you personally, of course to you, but to your family, to the church. To the angel of the church in Laodicea. Now this is the tough one. This is the last of the seven. The Amen, listen to how Jesus describes himself. The Amen, the faithful witness, the source of God's creation, says this. So here is the Creator talking to us. I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. Now you see, he's not angry. Do you understand? This is love. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. But since you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. And in one lady, maybe there, Laodicea was a pretty prosperous town. And yet you do not realize that where it really matters, you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich. How do we do that? We go to the Lord and repent. That's all. And stay with him. Listen to him. We could be in for some difficult times. And he's getting us ready. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire that you may be rich, and white garments to put on so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. And now, listen to this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Right now, at the door. Because this is the Eucharist. If anyone hears my voice, that means really hear it. You know, I hear you. Okay, I got it, Jesus. Yeah, you want me to repent. All right, I'll take it up tomorrow. Then you never heard him. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. That's a promise. I will sustain the grace of the Eucharist inside your spirit all day long if you keep opening the door to me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now notice, we're going to be discussing, you know, as we go through the other readings, the other 10 that we have before the Feast of Christ the King, we're going to be talking about these vast cosmic images and wars and spiritual, you know, agon, struggle, uncovering for us what's really going on, where the battle really is. The battle is in the spiritual realm. But before he wants, before he brings us into that realm and uncovers for us what's really going on, he gives us this invitation from Jesus to repent. so that our hearts are pure enough to get it. Now, it's a difficult book. The images are difficult. Most of them are Old Testament images. But the message is clear. Open your eyes and see what's really going on. Don't, lose track of what's really going on. Remember, the eternal salvation of all 6 billion of you depends on being faithful in whatever way you can to me. Don't forget that. This is a spiritual war. Don't forget it. But don't be frightened. I'm here. I'm with you. I am Jesus. I am, we just heard, huh? I am the source of God's creation. Think of that. That's the Eucharist.